what I thought. Government couldn't get close. Roland Evans told me this morning that I just want you to know the president is a great patriot and that McGovern is a skunk. He said what McGovern is doing with the Israelis is one of the most outrageous cheap tricks he's ever seen.
I was going to ask you about it. I read it in the news, but that all Colin said, and I thought, Christ, are we that far off on this? We haven't dealt with it. We haven't exploited it, but something to the effect that I don't know. I think we've done the right thing. But,
President Cal.
I know it's not true. Chris tried to make us look bad.
Yeah.
Now, by breaking relations, he said, don't establish relations with Egypt. Who the hell's establishing relations with Egypt?
It's the president. What he
is. Breaking relations with Lebanon. Harry, I don't understand.
It's an outrage. Lebanon is the one moderate country in that region. The one
except for Israel.
It is the one border that Israel has, which is not under very significant attack. It is a total outrageous irresponsibility for McGovern to say this. It is pure demagoguery. No potential president of the United States has a right to behave that
way.
I think, Mr. President, these guys
are
just sitting
you
down.
See what they attacked on the grain deal, saying that somebody got to hear
about
it. We didn't tell anybody. It was one thing we were secret about, it was that.
The one trouble, unfortunately, is that the Undersecretary of Agriculture,
Pompey,
who negotiated part of it, resigned about a week before it went into effect and joined immediately the biggest grain trading company. And that, of course, is a very poor taste. But that is the administration.
We shouldn't have done it.
That you shouldn't have done, that bus trip in the middle.
But on the other hand, we're so scrupulous on this stuff. What, like on the Russian trade where you were not telling a soul?
In fact, Mr. President, on the grain deal, we kept it secret in order to keep the price from being bid up so that the Russians could place it. I mean, it's even factually a lie. What happened was the Russians placed their orders before the deal was announced. But what happened was the Russians lied to us about the extent of their purchases. They're buying a hell of a lot more than they announced. And therefore, after the deal was announced, their next order bid up the price. But we didn't know about the next order.
Don't worry about it. This is just a local story. But they're trying to say that, you know, they're desperate. They're really desperate what this fellow is up. And also, I don't know how you felt. But if I were Jewish, I would resent a presidential candidate going before rabbis. I would never do that. I just wouldn't do that.
Oh, Mr. President, you're embarrassed. So tawdry about it, and then saying this president is not doing it with his heart, he's doing it only on the basis of Cold War power politics. Well, you're not in this job. You're not in this job to do things with with emotion. You're in this job to do it on the basis of rational considerations for the country. Our policy got the Soviet troops out of there. It was our firmness, our frustrating the Egyptians. Now, in this connection, Mr. President, I'm not sure you focused on it. I've told you about it, but it was always...
I
beg your pardon?
You mean peace hunting? Yes, I focused on that.
I mean, not the secret contacts we've been having with the Egyptians.
Oh, you've been having?
With that I've been having. You are aware of
that? No, I know nothing about that. No, I know about what the State Department wants to do, and we turn that off, but...
Well, Sadat made an approach to us in two channels. One, he went to the State Department.
Yeah.
And one, he went to intelligence channels.
Yeah.
Now, we were very eager to turn the State Department off. So we responded in intelligence channels and said, look, the thing to do is to talk quietly first so that we know what we're talking about rather than engage in a big negotiation which will only raise the temperature. Well, this has led to a series of exchanges now which I conducted primarily in a dilatory fashion because we don't want a negotiation before the election.
Sure.
But he now wants to send his own assistant to New York as part of the UN delegation. I've kept the Israelis generally informed because these guys are so penetrated. In October, and I'd have a secret meeting with him.
Good.
If you don't disapprove, but this would be. But actually, this is. This gives us a chance to keep the Egyptians quiet throughout
the day. Sure, good. Well, the politics is what I'm interested in at the moment, I must say. I just think that I don't know how the public will react. Christ, I don't know what else we could have done. We've indicated support, we did so.
The President, I think you came across as cool-headed, compassionate, practical. I have the impression that whatever McGovern does, it's wrong these days. He's in a position Muskie was in February in New Hampshire.
Lashing out.
Yeah, he's just running around.
Well, sometimes that works in politics. This is O'Brien theory, attack, 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 you see, on anything.
The newsmen are against him. The other day, when we were on the West Coast, I took my children to dinner the last night, and you said he was at the next table, and he said something about the election, and I said, well, and if we lose, this is going to be the last summer I've had here. And he said, oh, this is the most frightening thing I've ever heard. We can't have this man. He's not fit to be president. We wanted to believe in him, but he isn't fit to be president. You know, when he said that...
What breaks evidence? What pissed him off on him? I know he's never been for him, but
he says it's the tawdriest piece of demagoguery he sees. On Israel, but also on South Asia, when he said padlock all the
better. All in the vicinity, not South Asia.
Very specific. Now, Mansfield called me this morning about his China trip. And in the course of it, I'll have to report to you about that in a minute. In the course of it, he said that you have the election won. He said, your only danger is that you may be overkilling McGovern.
Why?
And that by answering everything McGovern says, you may make him into an object of sympathy. And while it's good to answer him, sometimes you'd be even better off if sometimes you just ignored it. I'm just reporting what he said. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Well, we're not entering from the White House.
Yes.
We're very careful about that.
I don't frankly have that impression.
At the lower levels, we answer. But I don't know. Maybe try it. Mansfield doesn't also go
to win. Oh, no. The reason he called me was the Chinese gave us this answer. They said, do you really want single political figures to come to
China? We had told them not.
And he said, what's the reason that you break the bipartisan? So I'm wondering whether if Mansfield, whether we shouldn't suggest he take another Republican. On the Foreign Relations Committee, but then he might wind up with Percy. Do we want Percy to go with
that?
We'd be building him up for...
I think we could put Mansfield in a different category and say that we have the contact as our own contact on the Republican side, and that's in Mansfield.
Or we could send him so that it isn't.
Yeah.
We could say if you are sending him on a backfinding mission.
I think we ought to send him that he's coming as our representative. That's what I would do.
And then they have
to report to me. Let's put it on that basis rather than his going as a Senate as a member of the Foreign Relations Committee. That's good.
And then you would have to delay it a week or two, and we just announced it right after the election would be seen as a very conciliatory step.
Well, of course, we'd like to get him over there before the election.
Now, he wanted to leave on election day.
No, I'd like for him to leave then. Get the hell out of the country. I like the announcement that they made before the election. It can't be done.
Well, that's going to be peaceful. Then we have no reason not to.
Or just go ahead and announce it before the election. All the Chinese want to announce it. Mansfield told, I don't know who it was, somebody was in here the other day. Oh, government.
Now, that's the way he's been talking to me this morning.
He doesn't think, I don't know why he's mandated to talk to me on the basis. Why does he want government?
I think, Mr. President,
you see what I mean?
Mansfield reason, Mansfield is an honest man. There are two things wrong with McGovern. One is his convictions, which wouldn't bother his Mansfield's
character.
But the second is his confidence. And there is this horror that he inspires in everybody about his views, about his confidence. That's one point that Evans said this morning, too. He said, it is one of the most unbelievable situations where every foreign government in the world, he said, except Hanoi and India. No, India we've got coming around now.
I think we're going
to win. Because they made an approach to us and they want debt relief of $3 million, and I'm going to put it out to the ambassador.
$3 million
for 1 month, and I'm going to tell him we'll give you the $3 million for 1 month. But we want you to leak out some of the stories that relations are improving. You're so good at leaking. That's
sure.
I think we should do cold turkey. Now another thing the Russians have done, between you and me, we have to say we were just
friends. Oh, Green and his family. I went down and saw the I took a few people out and called me.
Isn't
and
it nice?
I saw that marvelous rug, you know, and I saw how beautifully it was appointed, and the wood, the carvings, and so forth, and the table.
Well, I prepared a letter from you to Brezhnev, which I might give him, thanking him for the hydrophoric.
Right.
Some pictures of it, as it's at Ali take some pictures.
Right.
There are a few art events he wants, which I won't bother you with, but we are going to make really significant progress again. They're going to hand me a letter to you on the MBFR, so you can settle that when I get back.
So we then have something to say to
in October.
Rogers and so forth.
That's right. Now, the only thing that I've worked it out with Flanagan and Peterson, he looked over the draft communique, which we have a communicate at least in
June.
Yeah. And I said, we discussed this, and this, and there'll be further negotiation. They would like to say agreement in principle was reached on the trade agreement. But the final decisions will be made in Washington when we send a delegation there. So now Peterson and Flanagan can handle that. And
well, I would say agreement in principle on some of the major items. I wouldn't say all. Use the word some. So it looks like we did something in October.
Right.
If you could say everything is done, I'd say, well, you just stated and put it off for the election.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yes, on some of the major
items. Some of the major items to make the progress. And,
but it's really amazing how your channel operates on things for which you can't even take credit. Take the Leningrad. We have a consulate to open in Leningrad. It was completely stonewalled. They said it would take 2.5 years to build. I said to Dobrynin, really in passing, I said, you know, I'm going to go to Leningrad and the president is interested in this. Could you raise it with Brezhnev just to give us a reasonable deadline? He came back, and we now have a commitment that they will complete building it by June 1st next year, which is really very rapid if you consider that some of it is winter. And so we can open that in October. We can have an opening ceremony of the Leningrad and San Francisco consulate. So we'll have a constant series of little movements.
Over in October.
Yeah. Because the office building is what we're talking about. They already have a building in which they're operating temporarily. another little blip that's going to help us is Leda Kto is going to come through Moscow either the day before or the day after I've been there. So either way, without our doing anything, the news story
here
are going to bring these. So.
Comes in sex, sir.
Now, on what I'm going to discuss, I've really mentioned
tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. I'm going up at 4 this afternoon to see the Chinese to give them a briefing.
Sure.
But on trade, we have a package that I've already given to them, that I've already agreed to in principle, which Lanning and Peterson, and everybody's happy with, which is it will amount to a minimum of 750 million, a maximum of 800 million, which is, in either case, they started with 300 million. It's about halfway between our positions, and it's on lend lease, Ex-Im Bank, and we give them Ex-Im
credit
to settle the lend lease.
Good.
And they will send a delegation over here that we will conclude a comprehensive trade agreement. I'm going to make some propositions to them on gas. I've worked with David Rockefeller on organizing private credit. So we can show them that as a sign of good faith. And on European Security Conference and Mutual Force Reduction, I will bring back a piece of paper that you can then make a decision on, which will lead to an announcement of both of these conferences.
In October.
I will have nothing to do with that. I mean, that will not be directly. We'll just this, that it was a subject that was discussed, but not that we made any significant progress. Salt, they have agreed to November 15th as the opening day, but you will announce that in October. That will not appear in the communique. I talked to Mansfield when I spoke to him this morning about getting salt through next week. Because Gromyko is coming here at the end of the month and he'd like to see you.
Oh, of course, I should see him. Always do.
And I thought, Mr. President, if you wanted to, we could get the Senate to ratify the thing. We could have a signing ceremony here.
Right.
With Gromyko and you, or Gromyko and Rajas, whichever way you want to play it. But we could deposit the ratification, we could make a big ceremony.
You know, I might, I'll look at the schedule carefully, but I might in this instance, since I'm giving a dinner, a small dinner for you, I might give a small one for Gromyko.
I think that I would
just
do it.
Touch the big country and so forth, and he'll love it, and get them the great
tremendous.
It's a signal. I'll have that in mind and mention that you're in, that I might just sort of want to check the dates for him not to fill all of his evenings.
Well, then let's do it. They have suggested 2 days, October 27th and 20th, September 27th and 28th, or October 2nd.
I think October 2nd is a little better for us for the reason that I am going to be out in California making that.
Sad,
sort of a small, static working dinner so we can have Rogers and
Misty Mountains. The Breen.
Yeah, the Breen.
Might even consider Burrons off the main.
Sure, well, I go down the line. If we had anybody on our side, if Burrons off come, you have a lot to do with it. Or really remind us somebody with the number to see.
But I'll.
I'd like the same number, we could have the same number on the Russian side if we want, see.
They probably don't want that, but I'll ask it.
It'll be a dinner, say, I don't think in terms of 14, 12, 14 people. Small dinner.
And then, we could have the trade agreement announced by the end of that week. We could have perhaps a ratification deposit that morning. And the MBFA, European Security Conference, you can suit yourself. I think with SALT, we'd be best off if we announced it before the election, but.
Yes.
So anytime you want, October 20th.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like the trade agreement announced and then SALT announced and then MBFA agreement.
We'll have the maritime agreement.
That doesn't mean much.
I know, well, if we need it.
The agreement, but I want the ones that will make the news will be trade.
Yeah.
SALT is very big news and MBFA is big news, those are what.
Those three you have guaranteed for October. I'll have to add up a few things, but you're right.
About 4 or 5 days you park between whack, whack, whack.
Good, very much. Then on Vietnam, you know our position. And we'll bring you to you back to Vietnam.
Remember on that, it's a very strong issue for us. Yes, Scott Harris has said that it's 2-1 for bombing. 2.5 to 1 money. They want us to be very, very tough. So right now, settlement has been very much in our interest. Unless we